The Russian jabs being used by more than 70, mostly developing nations, even though it's yet to be approved for emergency use by the World Health Organization. Evidence from Russia and other countries suggests it's safe and effective at preventing serious COVID-19, but the vaccine remains controversial. Some of the world's top scientists question whether Sputnik's been assessed properly for rare side effects. Russian President Vladimir Putin also didn't exactly inspire confidence in the vaccine when he announced its registration before trial results were available.
The concern is about the vector that's used. So the adenovirus, the common cold virus that's used as the vector for this vaccine.
Dr. Richard Lessels is an infectious diseases expert who advises the South African government on strategies to combat COVID-19.
The concern is based on results from previous studies of an investigational HIV vaccine that showed that in people given the vaccine, in men given the vaccine, there was an increased risk of acquiring HIV, so of being infected with HIV, as opposed to a decreased risk, which they were hoping for with the vaccine. And it was seen particularly in men that weren't circumcised and men that had antibodies to that adenovirus, to that common cold virus.
Confidentially, South African Health Department officials have told VOA the Russian application for approval of Sputnik in the country was totally incomplete. Lessel says he's also heard this.
What I understand here is that the company haven't been able to kind of give sufficient safety data that really pertains to that risk, that reassures that that risk does not exist.
He says he understands that it would have been extremely challenging for the Russian scientists to provide specific data pertaining to South Africa with its massive HIV-infected population. But he argues that the manufacturers should have done something along these lines if they wanted Sputnik to be approved in the country.
The first step might have been to do animal studies, to do studies where you give the vaccine to animals and then expose them to an HIV-like virus and see whether it increased the risk of HIV infection in those animals. Clearly, the data in humans is much more difficult. We could ask for safety data from the trials and from places where the Sputnik has been rolled out, but that requires really close monitoring of people and to do HIV testing for large numbers of people in a mass rollout of a vaccine is complicated.
Some South African political parties claim there's discrimination against vaccines produced in countries outside the West, specifically Russia and China.
I mean, I'm aware of these arguments, but I don't follow the logic really. And I think here you're seeing a very specific issue that's been raised and where data has been requested on this specific issue. And as Sapra say, they haven't been provided with that data.
South Africa's medicine regulators are respected internationally for their skill and rigor. However, the same can't be said for most of the rest of Africa, where in some cases there aren't drug approval bodies. The South African rejection of Sputnik raises serious questions about the vaccine's use in many countries on the continent, some of which also have large numbers of HIV-infected people. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.